Exclusive: Trump Justice Department budget request depoliticizes FBI and ATF, supports law enforcement, and focuses on fighting crime. By Sean Moran on May 1, 2025. President Donald Trump's fiscal year 2026 budget request would take a bloated and politicized Justice Department and refocus towards its core mission of fighting crime and combating illegal immigration, Breitbart News has learned exclusively. President Donald Trump plans to release his fiscal year 2026 budget and will send it to Congress on Friday, according to reports. The Trump budget request serves as the first indication of the president's priorities. Breitbart News exclusively obtained information on how the president's budget request will reform the Justice Department. Trump has promised to focus on law and order during his presidency. The president's budget request for Justice Department for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, will slash the FBI budget as part of the president's efforts to eliminate weaponized federal agencies, eliminate waste in the bureau, and focus on having agents get out into the field. Increase funding counter-narcotics operations. Information and data sharing with intelligence community and law enforcement partners. Cut headquarters operations for the Office of Diversity and Inclusion as well as the Program Management and Coordination Offices. Slash intelligence gathering work on alleged domestic extremists. Catholics with more traditionalist leanings, parents that voice their opinions at school boards, and more. The agency will streamline operations to focus more on civil enforcement regulatory initiatives as compared to those who may have violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Decentralize management and give more decision-making authority to special agents in charge across the country. The FBI, under President Joe Biden, reportedly carried out many politicized actions. A now-retracted leaked memo from the FBI Richmond office revealed that the Bureau targeted Catholics, especially those with an interest in radical traditionalist Catholic ideology. It also reportedly mobilized against parents that were critical of critical race theory and mask mandates. Weaponized actions such as targeting parents and practicing Catholics will no longer be funded under Trump's budget. The budget has no cuts to law enforcement officer positions. The budget would institute a 30% cut to the Weaponized Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF. The ATF has hounded private citizens with the creation of invasive databases, 10-year prison sentences for failing to register pistol braces that make it easier for disabled Americans to use a firearm, and the revocation of federal firearms licenses that shut down small business across the nation. The Trump budget request refocuses the ATF to combat illegal firearms traffickers and give state and local law enforcement resources to track down hardened criminals such as MS-13 gang members. U.S. attorneys' funding will focus more on prosecuting violent crime, particularly including firearms, organized crime, and crime committed by illegal aliens. The Trump budget would provide an increase to U.S. attorneys that prosecute both illegal aliens who illegally enter and/or re-enter our country and state and local officials who impede federal immigration actions. U.S. Marshals funding increases will prioritize apprehending violent criminals and upholding the rule of law by protecting the nation's courts and judges. The Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA, part of the budget request would shutter foreign offices in countries in low drug impact countries such as France. Instead of helping other countries, the agency will pivot towards the fentanyl crisis at home and work to stifle the drug networks that traffic synthetic opioids into the United States. The budget request also axes woke programs such as funding to groups that aim to stop alleged racism and toxic masculinity, alleged hatred within police departments, and racial disparities in the justice system. It also will cut funding of restorative justice programs and programs were used to target Americans that exercised their First Amendment rights. Instead, the budget request aims to boost hiring of local law enforcement and safe neighborhood programs. The Trump budget request also would cut funding on extraneous programs in the Violence Against Women Act, funding that focuses on criminal justice and LGBTQ programs, and restore VAWA to its core mission. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.